PHPBB Weekly is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. For other great technology podcasts, check out techpodcasts.com. Hello, welcome to PHP BB Weekly episode number 40. I don't know why my script says 39, but whatever. today is Saturday, November 24th, 2007. It's after Thanksgiving. Our stomachs are full of turkey, probably, for those of us in the United States, anyway. And we're here today once again to talk all about PHP BB. And I am one of your co-hosts, Douglas Bell. Joining me is
David Lewis, also known as Highway of Life.
There you go. All right. And so this morning, we've got a great show for you guys today. And when I say we have a great show, I'm really just making stuff up out of my head because we are not exactly sure how this show is going to go today because we didn't exactly do as much preparation as we should have. So bear with us, but I'm sure we'll be able to pull it off. We've pulled it off before, so... Anyway, I'll just, as always, this show is not affiliated with the PHPBB teams. This is something that David and I do by ourselves, and the PHPBB teams just happen to like and listen to my big surprise. This is a live podcast, so if you're listening to us live, you can feel free to call in. The number is 724-444-7444, the TalkCast ID number is 12418, or just join us in the TalkShoe Live chat room, which you can do if you're a TalkShoe member, and there's a lot of stuff that goes on. Before the show started, we had an interesting discussion about cereal, which I will not elaborate on the show. All right, so if you want to do that, feel free to. And, of course, the show is released in podcast form on phpbbweekly.net every Sunday. And
you just redesigned PHPBB Weekly yesterday, didn't you?
Yes, I did. It was down pretty much all day. I thought I was going to spend like 3 hours max. Turned out I spent 9 hours on the new site. I must say I'm very glad of how it came out. Essentially, I was getting into the opinion that it was starting to get a little too cluttered. You know, we had the homepage with about 8 paragraphs of text on it. So now you go to the site, the first thing you get is the blog and the episodes. There's the nice little next episode thing in the red font, which I actually stole the CSS for our little next episode thing on the site straight out of the forum rules box in PHPBB3. There's a little bit of PHPBB3 testimony coming out of the new site. So if you want, you can go check it out, of course, phpbbweekly.net. The one thing that is going to change is, probably sometime this weekend is we're going to get a brand new header, which will have look a little bit more like our regular album artwork. So that will be coming up as soon as the guy who's doing it for me gets it finished, because he actually has a life.
So he's working on it now?
He's going to work on it when he gets a chance. You know, he's in college, and he's got a life, so he's got it. But yeah, it'll look like our current album artwork. Another thing I want to – and Paul just IM'd me is telling us that he has a life too, believe it or not. No, really. I didn't know THPBB team members were allowed to have lives. That's why I resigned.
He's lying.
Yeah. And another thing I'm going to see if I can get him to do, I'm going to see if he can make us some smaller PHPBB Weekly badges. So you can, if you want, you can link to them in like your signatures on forums or put it on your website. So if you want to link to us, promote our show, we appreciate it, and you can feel free to do that. So I won't go on too long about it, but you can check that out. I'm just glad that I don't have to spend a whole day doing it anymore. That's one thing off of my to-do list. And of course, David, it's going to be your birthday, right?
Yes, in 2 days.
In 2 days, on Monday, that would be the 26th.
Yes.
So if there were more people called in, I'd say we could all sing happy birthday to you, but... You're going to be 22, is that right?
Correct, yes.
Okay, so just make sure you update your TalkShoe profiles, because it says 21 right now, but yeah. So, congratulations to David, and he's been a real asset to this show. In fact, I thought I'd point out that this is our 40th episode, and represents the 20th episode since David came on board. And I must say, the show has really taken off from back when I did it solo for like 6 months.
So. And we've been able to have a guest on every third episode, haven't we?
So far. If we have one on next week, then we'll continue that trend.
Yep, that's true. So. And we'll probably be able to do that. I know I have several people who will probably be able to do it next week.
And we'll talk a bit more about that, too, at the end of the show.
Right, yeah. And our schedule for December, which is going to be interesting, working around Christmas and, of course, our move to Washington.
Yeah, so that's a lot of stuff to talk about. So, yeah, one thing I noticed this morning is David, of course, as you most likely know, he is the administrator on the Star Trek Guide forums, and they host our PHP BB Weekly forum for us. And yesterday, John Horth posted an announcement saying that Star Trek Guide had been updated to a CVS version beyond PHP BB3 RC7, and that's why their shout box disappeared. So that means either there's a new release coming, or David, you have done the evil thing of actually running a CVS version. So what's going on?
Well, both, actually. If people are familiar with CVS and keep up to date on the CVS, they could see that RC8 has been tagged recently in the CVS as of several days ago. Mm. And so we upgraded Star Trek Guide to basically the latest CVS snapshot, which is tagged as RC8.
You actually told me that Star Trek Guide has, since like May, been running RC1 without ever updating.
Correct, yeah. It has been running RC1 for a long time, and one of the main reasons was it's because of what we had installed on there. It's kind of a pain to update if you're... if you've made a lot of modifications, it's a bit of a pain to update because you either have to merge all those file changes or you have to completely replace the files and then reapply those mod changes.
Mm-hmm.
But the other reason we hadn't upgraded was there were some rather major bugs in several of the RCs, and I think RC5 and RC1, prior to the code audit, RC5 and RC1 were the only two stable RC releases. The others had some sort of major bug or another.
RC5,
but then, of course,
RC1.
After RC5, which we knew there was the code audit, so I didn't want to really upgrade it and then have to turn around and upgrade it again right after the code audit, because there was going to be a significant number of changes, as we talked about for a while.
Wait a minute. Does that mean that RC7 is unstable too?
No. It is, but now we're at RC8.
Okay.
Of course, there are some minor bugs on RC7 that were fixed for RC8, and it's just some conversion, like one conversion issue, one upgrade issue, and then several little minor things that they had to fix and stuff. You know, it's just. RC7 has given them a good chance for them to have everything tested and things like that. But actually, on Area 51, on the CVS stats, there hasn't been a whole lot of commits between the RC7 release.
Mm-hmm.
But there have been enough that, it's RC7 couldn't turn into gold. You know, there was too many changes.
Yes.
For example, it's called php://db_db_new_link, which basically enables PHPBB to force a new database connection instead of reusing an existing one. Mm-hmm. So it's all part of the hook system again. So they're always making changes to that. Of course, we talked about a little bit about the hook system previously and about the integration that PHPBB 3 was doing with Joomla 1.5, mm-hmm. which Joomla 1.5 is a complete rewrite of Joomla 1.0. And you go, why was it 1.5? They went in sort of the Firefox version schema instead of Linux, which is, you know, would have turned into 2.0. So instead they did 1.5. So yeah. It's kind of okay. But, well, I hope to get a Joomla developer on, and he'll be able to explain that a little bit and the bridge that they're
Joomla
developing.
So much, you should start a side podcast, Joomla Weekly.
Yes, they probably should. Joomla has a very, very large user base. The Joomla board is an SMF board. It's a simple machines forum.
Yeah.
So because of that, there are a lot of people who, they would get Joomla, and then they would want to run a forum software, and they saw that Joomla was running on SMF, and so then they would get SMF, and so that was very, very popular for everybody running Joomla. Mm-hmm. But now Joomla is switching to PHPBB 3. The framework's a lot more solid, and they'll end up running that, and of course the bridge will really encourage a lot of users to run PHPBB 3 instead of a different kind of forum software with Joomla. And so I think it'll be great for both parties, because PHPBB 3, having that bridge with Joomla is going to increase a lot of, it's going to increase the user base for Joomla, and of course the Joomla user base switching to PHPBB 3 is going to increase the user base for PHPBB as well.
And
so it's really beneficial for both parties.
And Simple Machine Forums, they're going to be the loser on all this.
Sorry, who?
Simple Machines Forums is going to be the loser in all this, huh?
Yes.
We're sorry. We didn't mean it. All right. That's fine. This is a PHPBB show.
And actually, Josh at Jelly Donut has been very instrumental in creating the converter from SMF to PHPBB 3.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be good, and he's been working very hard on that, and it sounds like they're nearing completion on that one as well.
Is there anything else in the upcoming RC8? I assume that if they've tagged it in CBS, it means it's going to be posted soon. Right? Actually, mm-hmm. I think that the development team has a pretty good track record of always announcing things right after we finish recording this show.
Mm-hmm.
Totally believe that.
Yeah. Well, it was tagged on November 19th as RC8, and of course there were some new constants added, like QA something underscore QA. I don't remember exactly what it was. PHPBB underscore QA, I think.
Okay.
And I actually started a topic on that it was like conspiracy theories. What do you think it's for? That
conspiracy
is for the future,
the
basically
team?
When. What's that?
Aren't you on the team for you to be starting conspiracy theory threads? That's what
yeah,
job.
Well, I, of course. Well, I know what it is. I know what it does already. But, I wanted to see what everybody else thought it would do, before they would know the actual knowledge. But I'll tell them now.
Okay.
That is for, well, everybody's aware that Mike Acidburn has said that, future 3.0 releases are not just going to be released like 2.0 releases were. You know, it's not going to go 2.0.17 and then it was 2.0.18 and 2.0.19. And you remember how close many of those releases were released behind the other?
Not really. They're, most of them like a month, like 1 or 2 months apart at most.
Right. So instead of doing that,
I think it's pretty healthy
each stuff. Release. Right. Each release is going to go through an RC stage.
Mm-hmm.
So it will, you know, it might be 3.0.1 RC1, for example. And it wouldn't become that actual 3.0.1 release until it's been tested and proven that it works well. So that we don't have...
Would the release candidate for a release be posted publicly?
Yes, it would be.
Okay. Mike, I would have a concern with that, though. Suppose that they had found a big security issue and they did a release for it. Would it be smart to do it as a release candidate first, therefore exposing the security issue before making it a final release?
Not necessarily, because for one thing, I mean, you have to make sure that it works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the QA, that's quality assurance. That's what that stands for. And actually, a user on Area 51 who had read through the code actually got this particular thing right, what it's used for. And it's actually used for a specific team that would be used to test the package in the background to ensure it's working good before releasing it to the general public. Of course, the public at any time can download a CVS snapshot from Area 51. So it's always, I mean, it's never, you know, we're not hiding any code from anybody, even for a security release. You know, it's just going to be available there.
Well, the teams have hidden code from the public before. Case in point, the Pro Silver style.
Right. Well, that's true, but the reason behind that, again, was the fact that, you know, SubSilver, before it was released with 2.0, it was in the CVS, and then you had a lot of other bulletin board softwares that actually stole the style and used it on their own. And then it was like once PHPBB 2 was released, all of a sudden everybody thought that PHPBB was cloning that particular style because everybody else had it first, but it was not the case. You know, so what they wanted to avoid that, and they also wanted to spring it on the community. It was very complex style, very new, 2.0-ish, web 2.0-ish type of style, and, you know, definitely something new, and they already had a SubSilver 2 style, so it was like, okay, well, they can run on this, and, you know, we'll spring this one on them, and so that's what they did, and
even then they sprung it on them 8 months ago, and they haven't had the final release yet. So even then, I would think that would be plenty of time. PHPBB 2 only took like I think the number was 16 months to develop, somewhere in there, and it's been 8 months already since Pro Silver was released on PHPBB.com.
Right,
time flies.
Yeah, and. Now, of course, that was the first time everybody saw Pro Silver was at PHPBB.com, but that wasn't exactly Pro Silver, of course. That was a very modified version of Pro Silver.
Yes.
You know, it was the Pro Silver version for PHPBB.com, which is, it's not all the blues, it's a little bit more of the dark grays and like some,
even then,
you know, with gray tones and brown tones and stuff like that.
Even then, the real Pro Silver went into CVS, like a month later, and was in one of the betas even before it went to release candidate.
It was in, I believe it was in beta 5 dev. I don't mm-hmm. think it actually got released until RC1. I could be wrong. Maybe it was released in beta 5.
I think it was.
I think it was released
the first
in
beta
RC1.
After the site change. I remember that much.
Well, the last beta was released on January 28th. Oh. And then RC1 was released on May 20th.
Fine.
Yeah, it was released
with
RC1.
Yes. I'm not exactly looking at the timeline right now, if you know what I mean. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it was released with RC1, and of course...
anyway. It was in RC1. Thank you, chat room.
So, basically, that... Well, first of all, a lot of the community, like those of us who participated in discussions on the Area 51 boards, which are the development forums, that was kind of where we all discussed because, well, for me, for example, I didn't like posting on phppb.com because it was 2.0, and I just didn't like 2.0. You know, 3.0 was so much better to post on than 2.0 was.
Oh,
for me.
I have a, as someone who used Area 51 back in 2004, when it was still 2.2 and it was in its infancy, those were not good days for posting. I like at that time, and I'm still, if 3.0 is better, I'll say that. Although I wouldn't necessarily say it's compare, it would be a better. I mean, you're posting for Pete's sake than 2.0. Granted, if you use a lot of BB code, then yes, 3.0 has some better things. But David, I just think you have 2.0 phobia. I mean, I at least use PHP BB3. I at least acknowledge PHP BB3. You just simply have 2.0 phobia. That's all.
I do. I admit it, too. I do have 2.0 phobia.
I mean, stat M in the chat I don't saying like, it's two PHP BB2 fanboys, THP BB3 fanboys. Yes, but at least I still am using PHP BB3. I'm still promoting PHP BB3 to my friends. Versus
three or two?
Three, I said. I mean, two. I'm sort of, two. My position is it's still don't kill it off. I sort of my PHP BB2 position is a don't kill it off. Let two live with three, as opposed to you, which is like three is it? Three is it? Two is scary. Two is where the devil lives, where the rotting corpse of the ghost of Paul Owen lives, something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, okay, well, my
like I say, the show is balanced. We have two, me with PHP BB2 and you with PHP BB3. We have a balanced show.
Yes.
There you go.
Sort of. Except yeah. I win. I always have to win.
Well, that's because I'm a little more lenient
no,
than
for,
you.
No, for 2.0, it's like every time I looked at the code, I was just, oh, I would just cringe when I'd look at it. You know. I know you're like, oh, no, it's not that difficult to read, but to me, it looks ugly.
You think it looks ugly, PHP BB3, I won't say PHP BB3's code looks ugly. I just say it looks intimidating.
It is intimidating, but it's beautiful code. It's beautiful.
Beautiful code. It's code!
I know, but it's beautiful, and it's clean, and it's well-developed. You can look at it, and you just by looking at the code, you can go, that is a stable framework.
Wow. I think that's
but
let's
yes,
say
that I do yes, I do have 2.0 phobia. I don't like 2.0 running on it, and I don't like 2.0 code.
Mike,
just put it blatantly.
Mike is going to be the Picasso of PHP.
Yeah, maybe he could paint what, you know, but
yes.
Anyway.
We should get him on here sometime. Probably not until 2008, but sometime.
Yeah. So anyway.
Where were we?
Back to our discussion. Basically, 3.0, you know, it's tagged with RC8 right now. And lots of people say, well, you know, gosh, haven't they said that it was going to become gold release? Why don't they just release it?
How about we just get every single bug taken care of right now before the gold release? Then we'll never have to have a 3.0.1.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Now, remember that not every single bug has to be taken care of to release a gold.
Yeah.
Every major bug, yes. Every showstopper bug, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But not every single bug.
There's still 128 bugs in the bug tracker for PHP BB3 right now.
Yeah, but look how many are tagged for review later.
Yes. A lot of the ones that you have submitted, I notice.
Yes.
David, stop submitting bugs. It'll get the release out sooner.
They had, on Area 51, someone designed this pro-silver-looking button that says, I stalled the release of PHP BB3
uh-huh.
by submitting bugs. It was everybody who was, like, big in submitting bugs. Everybody put that in their signature. I stalled the release of PHP BB3, you know, as sort of their badge.
Wait a minute. This install actually worked. That's not right. It's not supposed to work the first time. This show is going downhill so quickly. And it's probably all my fault. Okay.
Yeah.
Boy.
So... Yeah, well, okay, so basically, RCH tagged in the CVS, but a gold release cannot be it cannot be released after it's a release candidate. So every RC release, it was in the announcement forms as, this one is hopefully going to become the gold release.
Yes.
And then RC2, this one is hopefully going to become the gold release. And then RC3, this one's hopefully going to become the gold release.
The people in the chat room are joking about PHPBB3 for president, but it almost makes sense considering we have all these candidates for PHPBB3, The final gold release could be called the presidential release after all the candidates have won.
And the funny part is, PHPBB3 has been in development so long. Yes. It's been in development since
03, early. About 5 years now. 2002?
Yeah, since 2002.
Very end, tail end of 2002. So.
Yes. And that was... That was back when that was a,
essentially after
I think
the
PHPBB2 was 2.0.18 or no 2.0.8 at that time.
Essentially, when the PHPBB development team recovered from the burnout after 2.0 came out.
Yeah,
essentially,
2.0.9, not 8. It was .9 when PHPBB3 started development. So. PHP3 was very much still in wide usage. Not everybody had switched to PHP 4.
Wrong, David. 2.0.9 was out for 6 days before 2.0.10 came. I think that was in 2004.
Oh yes, I'm.
You're off.
Let's see.
Let's not worry about it.
you're right. Yeah.
PHPBB3 started developing sometime in this decade. Moving on.
Yeah. Okay. Well, my chart is off.
Yes.
Yeah, I can see that now.
Yes.
Anyway.
Aren't we all off quite a bit?
It's not really a whole lot more I could say about it. There's not been a whole lot of changes to the RC8 over RC7.
Mm-hmm.
Some minor things, some minor style things and stuff like that, but it hasn't changed at all since it was tagged at RC8 4 days ago.
So that probably means it's going to be close to a RC8 release. And like I said, if it's following past traditions, it'll be either this afternoon or tomorrow, which is after the show is recorded, as usual. So... Just have message. So then, if there's going to be an RC8 release, I know that a lot of people had been hoping throughout the year, I know you can't give any specifics, but a lot of people had been hoping that the gold release would come out before the end of 2007. What do you think is the likelihood, without pinning it down to a release date, but what do you think is the likelihood of the gold release coming in 2007, or do you think it'd be more likely that we have to wait till 08 comes around?
For one thing, I can't really say.
Yes, obviously.
And second of all, as far as conspiracy goes, because I'll just put conspiracy out there instead.
Okay.
Based on the fact that you see RC8 coming, you kind of have to guess that it might not come this year.
Yeah, the rest of this year essentially means like 4 weeks, 4 or 5 weeks.
Right, and the pattern of RC releases,
mm-hmm.
they've usually been, RC, yeah, they're usually a month apart. They've been a month apart since the release candidate back in May.
On average.
20th. Yeah, on average, and then
some that are like 2 weeks.
RC2 was... RC2 was a month and 4 days, and then RC3 wasn't that long after RC2.
It's varied.
2 weeks.
It's varied.
Yeah.
There were some that were 2 months. That was,
yeah,
there was one case where there were two RC releases exactly 2 days apart, as we will not go into detail. So.
Yeah, that one. But on average, they've been about a month apart, except for... you know, RC5, of course, which was it was at RC5 for nearly 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
So, and now we're getting RC8, and it's been just over a month since RC7 release.
Mm-hmm.
Because RC7 was released on October 14th.
Yes.
So.
I get, all right, so probably early 2008, although if, I'd say if we end up waiting till 2009 for 3.0 to release, then maybe someone should get together an angry mob with the flames and the torches and the pitchforks and all that, because at that point, that would be just ridiculous. I mean, originally, 2.0, believe it or not, 2.2, the very first planned general release date for 2.2 was 2004.
Mm-hmm.
Here we are right going into 2008. I mean, so if it takes till 2009, yeah, I'd like to see PHP BB3 before I graduate from high school. Thank you.
When do you graduate?
Yes. There have been some people asking in the chat room about, is there any discussion going on about PHP BB 3.2?
Yes. Behind the scenes, yes, there is. You know, obviously, I can't elaborate on that, but there is quite a bit. I think we've stated in the official podcast a couple times, 3.2, we're kind of hoping to drop PHP 4 support for it.
Okay.
We're going to obviously continue to do releases for the 3.0 line,
yes,
which has support for PHP 4 and will continue for a long time. But I think 3.2...
I believe they said they were going to do releases for 2.0 line as well after PHP BB3 came out. Oh, yeah, I really believe them when they say that. I know.
Well, you know, they're going to continue support for it.
It's the grieving father, you know.
Well, okay, well, 3.2, you know, they're hoping on redesigning some things to work specifically with some of the newer PHP 5 specific functions. Because when you're trying to support both PHP 4 and PHP 5, it's very, very limiting to what you can do. Otherwise, you have to be able to create wrappers for everything you do, or you can't use static class calls or something, you know. So 3.2, if they drop support for PHP 4 and just go PHP 5 plus, mm-hmm, it's going to open up a lot of different really cool possibilities, mm-hmm, for the 3.2 line. You know, it's going to enable them to have some more optimized parts of the code and use some functions that they would not have been able to use in 3.0. So there are some real major benefits to getting 3.2 to go PHP 5 plus.
Wow.
And so that's one of the major things they're talking about. There is, as we talked about before, I think when David MJ was on here, I think we did talk about that when David MJ was on here. There is a feature tracker for 3.2 and 3.4 on the SourceForge
3.4
project site.
Ready.
Yeah, 3.4, that people can go and actually submit features to, and, you know, everything is considered. Even 3.0 wasn't completely feature frozen until the RC stage, or, you know, because they were still putting in some features.
David,
you
know, at the rate it's even if PHP BB folks speed up the rate of their releases, I'll probably be your age before 3.4 comes out.
3.4? Well, yeah. Yes. It's hard to say when 3.4 is going to come out, but hopefully 3.2 won't turn into a complete rewrite like 2.2 did.
Yes, and it will hopefully go a little bit faster than 5 years.
It will as long as it doesn't turn into a rewrite like 2.2 did.
Yes,
that will say it, as long as it does not follow that path.
Yes, everyone.
Then
and it's up to the community to keep an eye on the CVS and make sure the developers aren't going too far. And if they are, start getting some restraining orders issued against them. Make sure that they don't go that far.
To answer that question, the web the development team is all over the world. Yes, it is.
No, he said he didn't mean to put a question mark there.
Yeah, or you have David MJ lives near New York City. Mike and Nils Naderman, they live in Germany. Or you have Henry, or I think it's Henry, lives in the Netherlands, where Paul lives. And oh no, Henry in Germany. Vic is in the Netherlands.
Oh,
that's right. So most of them are in Europe, but yes, all over the world.
Yes. Now they've asked you about features in 3.2, and you've definitely been about as general as you can. Oh, there's going to be new functions, and it's going to have open up new possibilities, and there's going to be code optimization. And to be honest, David, none of that means anything to actual people who use PHPBB. In terms of
all the yes, all they care
anyone
about
cares
is
about,
which makes,
you can't talk about.
Right. It to what makes sense to normal people are things, you know, like.
Because we're not normal.
You know, the actual workability, the functionality of it, you know, what it will be able to do, not the code side. You know, but in the end, what 3.2 will mean things that will affect end users, you know, that they will actually be able to see. You know, one of the things that I'm hoping for is automatic time zone and daylight savings time detection, so that every time the daylight savings time changes, you don't have to go in and change that manually for your board or on a per user basis.
Yeah, daylight savings time is difficult to work with because it's a man-made creation. It's not like and God said there will be daylight savings time.
Right.
So this day, and just the fact that, remember, here in the United States, the fact they changed daylight savings time this year, it only serves to remind people that, yes, it's a man-made creation.
Yes, it is. But there are some, you know, there are servers that, you know, you can control what that is. For example, you might be able to, we might want somebody to make a mod on this, but basically you can detect what time it is where the user is. And the idea would be to transfer that information back through to PHPBB, you know, so that it can automatically set those types of things. You know, if you can detect automatically using JavaScript what time it is where the user is and if they're on daylight savings time or not, and then have it set that in their profile, that's kind of that'd be the idea behind it. But time zone control is a lot easier to manipulate in PHP 5 than it is in PHP 4.
I know. PHP
5 includes a lot of functionality that will be able to be utilized in, I think, 3.2 that will enable them to make that feature specifically a lot more user-friendly.
Yeah. Wow.
And then, of course, you'll have benefits for larger boards where the optimization is going to be a lot better. So it's going to be faster. It's going to be able to deliver better. You know, you might see a couple more things implemented, such as better handling of bots and spiders, so that, you know, they see pages that they're supposed to, or they see things they're supposed to see, and they don't see the things they're not supposed to see.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, there was a particular bug that I submitted on that was set to review later, that detailed some of that.
Yeah, review later, because we don't care about how much stuff Google is learning about us. That's all. That's okay.
Well, the idea, you know, again, is to make sure that, you know, your pages are only delivered once per page.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not showing things that Google doesn't care about. So it's just showing the content that is relevant to Google. And, you know, it makes a difference overall in the way that Google and other search engines index your site.
Yes.
You know.
Speaking of Google and stuff, if one thing I had learned about recently, I don't know if you know about this, David, but Google has a section of their site called Webmaster Tools. Did you know about that?
Yes, I did. I've been there before and looked at some of the stuff. It's been a while.
Yeah.
But yes.
Google.com/webmasters. And you can submit a site. They have you verify it to make sure it's yours. And then you can check things like track the results from when Google sends its spiders to index your site. And it can point out various things like if you have dead links or if you have 404s, or there's a number of other things that they track, but it's really useful for finding any of the kinks in your site that you might want to get fixed up.
And there's a ton of tools out there that will generate a sitemap based on your site. And it's a little bit more tricky in 3.0 than it is for just a static site, but it can still be done. A mod can be made for it that will be able to generate a sitemap for your site.
Yeah.
And then you could put it on your site, and then Google, every time it comes, it'll look at that sitemap and be able to index it better.
And actually, one thing I did on the new PHP BB Weekly website, I installed a WordPress plugin which does Google sitemaps, and I've used it on my own blog. But yeah, so our brand new site is now being fully Googleized for analytics and all that stuff. So
yeah,
all right.
And of course, it's been under a lot of discussion. You know, it's like, well, you know, what's better for Google and search engines, you know, how should the pages look and how should the titles be? And, you know, this, it would be better like this. Or, you know, there were some people that were like, you know, 3.0 is bad for search engines because of the way it does the dynamic, attributes in the URL. Hmm. And, you know, they're out to show that that was actually better. But the funny thing was, when people actually would search for those particular like poor SEO, for example. Let's take one word, poor SEO. They would search in Google for that, and phpbb.com would come up first for that particular topic. That was the really ironic thing about it. Mm. It was like, well, if it's so bad, why is it coming up first in the result?
Wow.
So it's not as bad for SEO as people think. Yes, it can be improved, and definitely that is something that will be looked at for 3.2 or even maybe a 3.0.x, maybe 1.2, whatever release, that will be something that's looked at.
You know, one thing I would like to see in an A3.2 release or whatever, and this is just a request right now, but, you know, something like permalinks, as in no more of these viewform.php f equals 1 and t equals 5.9.8.5.4 and all that junk. And, of course, the dreaded SID equals and a whole bunch of gibberish after that.
Right. Now, for one thing, the SID, bots don't see those. In 3.0, those are automatically not shown to bots. So they're not looking at that much dynamicness.
I wish they could be automatically not shown to users, too.
For users, it really depends. Most of the time, they're not. If it's set in the cookies correctly, then it shouldn't be showing in URLs. Obviously, when you log into the ACP, it has to be in the URL. That's a security feature.
I'm going to defend PHP BB2 again here, because in PHP BB2, it also uses the SID, but every time the SID shows up, it always shows up at the very end of the URL, whereas in PHP BB3, I'll see the SID show up in very weird places, where like the session ID will be show up right before of a topic or something like that, and I always have to be smart and remember to erase it from the middle of the URL so I can get to the part of the URL that I even care about. I mean, it's just the most annoying thing. I probably should file bugs or things like that, but the thing with session IDs is that it's very iffy. Sometimes you can reproduce it, and sometimes you can't.
For 3.0, early on, I did notice that they were sort of in the middle of the URLs everywhere.
Yes.
But right now, the only place I've seen them in the middle of URLs is the administration control panel. Everything else seems to have it at the end. So even, you know, in getting posts and topic links and stuff like that, you could see they're not somewhere in the middle where you have to fish it out. You could just trim it off the end.
I've seen it. I'm sure I've seen it somewhere else other than in admin panel, because I haven't opened the PHP B3 admin panel in a couple of months. But It used to be
in the middle for regular topics
on phpbb.com. I'm sure I've seen it recently, but I just had not thought to submit a bug report because I've been too busy. Ugh, I know I'm bad because I don't submit bug reports like I should.
Mm-hmm. Well, right. Well, like Eric said in the chat, WG Eric, he said, yeah, before it didn't use append SID, so the SID had the SID appeared right after the .php of a particular page.
Still, it'd be nice if they
could. Right. Those are, yeah, right. It's the SID variable, basically.
Yeah, still, it'd be nice if there could be, Fibucci said in the chat room, a URL rewrite. So instead of having the long F equals and T equals numbers types things, they could have a way you could support a .ht access and be able to put nicer URLs. I'm told that search engines like those nicer URLs better than the breadcrumbs after the fact.
Well, for one thing, search engines have evolved. You know, they evolve along with the web. You know, the bots themselves are not that bright, but the people who design them are. Basically, that means that they can handle sites that have a lot of dynamic URLs, and they're able to index them properly because a lot of the web is powered on dynamic content now. And so to be able to index it properly, you've got to be able to handle that dynamic URLs. So most newer search engines that like Google and possibly MSN Search and maybe Yahoo, they're going to be able to index things properly because of that. It's like someone in the chat room stated, Google doesn't mind the dynamic URLs anymore. Basically,
times have changed. Actually, I read that book then.
Right. Though you have a benefit in doing URLs that are readable, human readable, that is that each time you do a URL that's human readable, it's a keyword for your site.
Yes.
That's a kind of a benefit over using T equals 4 or whatever.
Not to mention using a human readable URL is less prone to typos. I mean, if you want to do a PHP topic, you probably the best way to do it is to tell people to do a copy and paste this link somewhere rather than retyping it.
It's like I couldn't find a topic based on entering or typing in the topic subject.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's just, I don't think that would be easily possible. So, you know, you still have to have the dynamic URLs there because, if I'm pulling a link down and I want to, you know, just shorten that link, I want to be able to just use the dynamic the dynamic variables in the URL, you know. So there are some benefits to not having that, but there's the benefits to having the keywords in the URL is obviously it's a little bit better for search engines because you have those keywords there.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's fine. Wish list for 3.2. Yes, Eric, I do not remember where it was. Unless he's talking about something else, but yeah.
No, he's specifically referring to the user that said, you know, I had to use, or I have written a URL rewrite system using the append SID, but there were some places where I had to change the,
okay.
I can't read the rest of that, but, if there's any places that are, if there's anywhere that has that somewhere other than the end, then it is, there's something wrong with it, and it needs to, it should be reported, but
I'll report it.
Yes, even since RC1, I haven't seen that anywhere, other than the ACP, which has to use the SID global, or it basically has to use the SID global variable.
So, don't you just love how we have somehow created a whole show just out of us talking about the fact that you updated Star Trek Guide to what seemed to be a CVS version of PHP-BB3, which it will apparently eventually be RC8. So we can talk just show out of that.
And of course,
so
there's some people that have done that already. Several people.
Yeah.
Because it's tagged RC8 after all. It's just isn't officially released yet.
I like to wait for the stable releases. Now that there actually is a release cycle for PHP-BB3, I mean the old days of me having to open up terminal and do CVS checkout is over for me. So, and I'm happy with that.
You could do what I did. What I did is I downloaded a CVS snapshot. Actually, I downloaded several.
Well, When I was on the team, when I was on the team, they actually did not have the snapshots available on Area 51. They stopped doing snapshots on Area 51 for a period of a few months. So if you wanted to get PHP BB3 CVS, you had to do it from CVS. And for me, that means from the terminal. Ugh.
Yeah, which isn't bad. I like the terminal because it enables you to completely control what you're doing, whereas a GUI application, sometimes it's somewhat limiting. But you can do a CVS checkout. Well, what I did was a CVS checkout, and then I created a shell script that will run on a cron. I created a cron in my launchd that will run every morning and every night, and it will update my CVS packages to the latest CVS every day, twice a day. That way you didn't have to check out a new CVS every day or every time you wanted to.
To answer a question from Stat M in the chat room, just because we're talking about the fact that David unwisely updated to RC8, so quote-unquote, before the final release came out, does not mean that there's not going to be any more changes to CVS. And, in fact, we are not PHP BB RC8 will come out when it is ready to be released, and we do not recommend that you download and install a CVS version of any type of PHP BB3 because it will probably not be fully stable.
Right. For a live site. You know, if you're testing it, there's nothing wrong with downloading a CVS snapshot, or even if you're a mod author, there's certainly nothing wrong with that. But for a live site, yeah, that's not really recommended at all.
And that's why, David, you should be reprimanded for putting it on a live site, as you just did. And for that matter, for updating since RC1 came out.
Well, remember, we Star Trek Guide started on a CVS long before Beta 1 came out.
Yes.
And it's never been restarted. It's been upgraded.
Uh-huh.
Since the CVS, before even Beta 1, it's been upgraded all the way through to now RC8.
Yes. So, that's right. Well, no. I know I'm not a team member, but you know what? I have to give a line of it will be out when it's out because I don't have any other line. I don't know what's going to be out, honestly.
That's because there is no other line.
Exactly. How am I supposed to know? I'm not a PHPB team member, but I'm a podcaster. I still got to tell the truth, so to speak, kind of, sort of. All right. Let's move on because this has been a show we didn't prepare, and it has shown that we did not prepare. So... we're going to get to the modern style of the week. And David, since you're the one who sent me an IM in the middle of this week saying, please, 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 let's do this mod, you're going to be the one to talk about the mod of the week.
Yeah, okay. All right. Mod of the week is the Evil Cricrafly by Evilheart, who is on the PHPBB modifications team. The quick reply, basically, it has a lot of different options to it. Basically, you can... it has a hidden hide show button, so you can click quick reply and that the post box will appear where you can type in your reply. And of course, it's a quick reply. Everybody loves a quick reply for 3.0. That was one of the big things, like, why didn't you put that in there? You know, that was a huge thing for 3.0. Everybody was begging them to have quick reply.
You know, Eric is the modding leader. He's in the chat room. I wonder if he could give an estimate of how many different quick reply mods there are in the mod database.
Well, there's only one for
PHPBB 3, but I know PHPBB 2. It's got to be like
PHPBB 2?
It's got to be like a dozen.
Paul or Eric should be able to give that figure.
Uh-huh.
How many?
They have no idea. I mean, it's a big number.
Paul, answer that question. Put in Paul on the spot. How many 2.0 quick replies in estimate are there? He's probably going to run to his database, his local database installation, and do a quick query to find anything that says reply
even that's only on the mod database. I can only imagine how many it would be on other sites. Oh,
two terms to search for, Paul. Search for quick or search for reply. The question is how many. Oh yeah, he said he wasn't able to hear it. Okay, the question is, if he can hear me, is how many quick replies. Oh, mods. Okay. Eric stated the question. Okay.
How many?
So we'll see if you can come up with that answer.
On the database, and for that matter, how many times are you going to say?
He goes one.
One for PHP BB two. For Pete's sake, PHP BB two. I know that there's only one right now for PHP BB three. I'm sure it'll get. I'm sure it'll get a number of more PHP BB three ones coming up soon. Okay. While he's calculating that, how about, David, you actually tell us a bit about Evil's version of Quick Reply and what makes it so great?
Okay. It doesn't take up any more space on the page. If it has, you know, you can click the Quick Reply and that box will appear.
Oh.
Without any loading to taking place, and you can type it in there, and it, I don't think it has a subject line by default. It has some hard-coded values that you can change.
Well, who uses the subject line in the reply? Most people don't.
Right. Yeah, most people don't, and so I think that was kind of the idea why it was not, why it wasn't added to this particular mod. But you could certainly change that. And there's a value that will say, like, show subject line and hard coded in the at the top of the functions page, where you can change that to show the. You can either have it. You know, there's a lot of different things you can change, such as having it show by default, or having it hidden by default, or having it show the subject line. Even in the contrib directory, there's some extra stuff for showing BB code and smileys. So it's a basic quick reply. The idea behind it was to have a light quick reply while taking care of all the major features.
Yes.
The idea was not to have as many features, or as it states in the description, not to have as many features as possible. Mm-hmm. It's built to be as simple as possible.
And so next, someone will release a dark quick reply to complement Evil's light quick reply. This is PHP BB Weekly. Come for David's PHP BB Insight. Stay for my bad puns.
Eric says
he counted four, including this quick reply mod. I was under the impression there were like 10 or something like that.
Well, right, but is that for 3.0 or 2.0? Because for 3.0, yeah, there's
I don't care.
There's four that are in development, but I think there's a total of six for 3.0.
Uh huh.
In various forms and on other stuff.
How many ways could you even do a quick reply for there to be so many quick reply mods? I mean, sort of begs the question, how creative could you be at some point?
Well, you have, first of all, Evil's quick reply, which is basic, simple, just has the body, and, you know, to add the subject line, you have to go in and change the code in the mod. But the code, you know, the way it's built itself, it just has the body, you just type stuff in. There's nothing extra to it. Or you have Lou's quick posting mod, which is the other, it's actually a quick reply, even though it's not stated as quick reply. It has a lot. It's very, very feature full. You know, it has probably everything for a quick reply that you would want. It has everything that posting.php has put in a quick reply, but also everything. Every single one of those features is controlled using a switch in an administration control panel. So obviously, it doesn't only add the quick reply itself, but it adds an administration control panel module. And it adds a user control panel module because the user can now control what they want to see when they're posting the quick reply too.
No, but I think it would be cool if to do as a possible
it is.
Quick. No, here's what I think would be cool to do as a possible quick reply mod. Have you seen some of those things that could be used for like pictures or video, but where you click a button and then the whole background of the page fades out and something else like zooms up in front, like a floating widget or something like that within a window? I think that would be cool to do for a quick reply. You hit the quick reply, the whole page fades out, and up zooms in the box to do enter a reply in. I think that would be look that would be the little visual superfluous effects. That'd be pretty cool.
I'll do it because I actually built. Yeah, sure. Why not?
Oh dear.
I did. I built this thing called what I like to call a stadium, and it basically does that. It fades something out and shows something else up. The main thing that I was going to change in PHP 3 or do a mod for in PHP 3 was the private message pop-up notification, because that's a pop-up window, and if you have pop-up blockers, it blocks that particular pop-up.
I don't like pop-ups anyway. Which I turn the thing off on all the boards. Yeah.
Right, but I think it would be way more efficient if instead of popping up a window, it faded and showed you that notification box. So then you don't miss the fact that you have a new private message.
Mm-hmm. As if the little thing on the toolbar, it says one new message isn't significant enough.
No, it's not, unless you're privy to, you know, if you are used to looking up there often, you're going to miss it.
But David, you're on the mod team. You're not supposed to be having time to write mods. You're supposed to be validating them.
I know.
I was on the team, and my modding time already went out the window. Even then, I didn't have time to do much validation.
I do primary mod validation, and then if I want to do any mod writing, then it's like I write a mod for 2 hours, and then I sleep for 6 instead of 8 hours. So I lose sleep instead.
I also trade-off. Get 6 hours of sleep, but I'm filling all that time with homework, so...
See, Paul's worse than me. He actually spends more time writing mods than I do.
Wow. I mean,
but we already know he doesn't have a life anyway, so.
Does Paul do validation?
Yes, he does. He does validation for 2.0 and 3.0, whereas I do validation for 3.0 only.
That's why you guys need more validators. You guys aren't spending all your time doing it. I remember it was
well, that's
time.
Why they got. Was, well, that's why we got Francis. We got him.
Never mind.
He got, you know, they got Handyman for that reason. So we vote, and he's been able to validate quite a few. He validated Paul's Ajax shoutbox.
Now, if any mod authors are listening to this show right now, they're probably getting ready to start collaborating and start protesting against the team for not spending time validating their mods, which are sitting in the queue for weeks. Moving on to the style of the week, just trying to keep the show going. Where did I even put the thing? Uh-oh. I think I lost the style of the week.
The style of the week is Vista by Helter Skelter.
I know, and I can't find it. I got the wrong link. Help.
Okay. Oh, you did.
Yes, that's the wrong link.
You posted the link to Dad's Glass, which was last week.
All right, hold on. David, talk about something while I search my history. Oh, I found it, found it. Okay. This is from phpbb3styles.net, which is why I got that messed up. Okay. Vista style is by Helter Skelter. It's for phpbb3.
I pushed the link so I can see it.
And it is, as you can probably guess, based on good old Windows Vista. And the only thing that's kind of weird is in the default thing they have, there's a logo in front which looks kind of weird until you actually customize it. But other than that, it's very much based on Windows Vista. It's got the kind of glass impressions, which at first made me think it was a Mac OS X style. No, it's a Vista style. It's got the black bars, which remind you of the start menu, the task bar, whatever they call it. As you can see, I'm not an experienced Windows user. In the background, you've got the blue and the nice backgrounds, and it's based on SubSilver 2. At least that's what it looks like to me anyway. In fact, I think it's still using the SubSilver 2.
Is.
Well, one of the icons is SubSilver 2-ish, but...
You're correct. It is SubSilver. It's based on SubSilver 2.
Yes, that's right. So just because we don't want to impersonate the fact that we are biased in any way on what operating system we use, that's the style of the week. It is Vista by Helter Skelter. And the links to both that and also to Evil's Quick Reply are in the chat room, and they will also be in the show notes on phpbbweekly.net. Thanks. All right, so we're going to start to wrap this episode of PHPBB Weekly. Thanks to everyone that came in the chat room to live with us while we went way off topic a significant number of times. But we got a show out of it. Yeah. That's how we do it.
Yeah, and I was going to do a short tutorial on some settings that people could use on registration and also setting up new user groups. Well, I have to save those for another time.
Obviously.
So we actually did have more content than what we talked about today.
But we just went off on so many tangents.
Yeah.
It's fun. How can I say? It's fun to go off topic. All right. So to give you a look into what's coming up, of course, our next episode is episode number 41. It'll be on next Saturday, which is December 1st. So we are fully getting into the holiday season. So here's what we have coming up. We're going to have three regular episodes in December. That's the 1st, 8th, and 15th. We are going to be not having an episode on December 22nd. Instead, what I'm going to be doing is going to be releasing a sort of a best of episode that day. I'm going to be going back to our last of four now, however many episodes we've had, 40-ish, I think, and picking out some of the best moments. Most of them will probably be from after David showed up, but putting those together, and that will be released on December 22nd instead of having our regular show. December 29th, we will have a regular show, but David will not be here because you are moving.
I will actually be in transit to Washington State.
Yes.
Between December 28th and December 31st.
My time zone. So you have to get up early for this show.
Yeah. Which, now, that's not so bad. I mean, during the week, I wake up at 7 in the morning. I know you wake up at 5, but for me, 7 is early.
Yes. Yeah. In the Pacific time zone, we start the show at 9 a.m., so...
What I have to do is just stop going to bed at like 4 in the morning or 5 in the morning like I did last night.
And getting like 4 hours of sleep?
Yeah.
David, I think you must do this show every week drugged up on caffeine or something like that. Right. Yes, on
adrenaline
the 29th, well...
I don't drink caffeine.
While David is pulling a U-Haul on the 29th, I will be here doing the show solo, but that's going to be our... New Year's Eve edition will be a fairly informal episode, and we're going to just look back at 2007 and, you know, look at where PHPBB has come, and we'll look forward to 2008. And, of course, if you come and call in live that day, we can share our New Year's resolutions and sort of pull up the cocoa. That's going to be an informal episode. And then January 5th will be our one-year anniversary of PHPBB Weekly. Episode 1
was
recorded
on
January 5th, 2007, so...
That will be episode number 46. 5?
6. Yeah. Don't worry about it. Yeah, we'll figure it out. Yeah. Moving on to December, we do have some things, exciting things coming up. David, you were going to ask your computer engineer friend about if he wants to show
up. We'll see if we can get him on in December.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if we'll be able to or not, but we might be able to, and that'll be an interesting show.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, we're hoping to get...
The Joomla.
Joomla developers on the show.
Yeah.
Which would be
very
cool.
And then the other show... and these are the three things that are going to come up in December in some order. The other show that we got planned... Well, we're going to decide, because you want to talk about your module sig. I also had a couple of people contacting me wanting us to talk a bit about BB code, and about especially custom BB codes in PHP BB3. And we haven't exactly talked about BB code yet on this show. So,
yeah, we can do that. And custom BB code, we can do a tutorial on that one.
Yeah. So we have some interesting things that are coming up in December, and then we have a number of other things on the back burner. January, February, and of course, whenever PHP BB3 final comes out, we're going to have a big episode. We'll pop up the sparkling apple cider, since we're non-alcoholic on the show, and do something with that. So there's a very far out look into what's coming up with PHP BB Weekly. Of course, check out our website, phpbbweekly.net, where you can see show notes for this show and all our other shows, and find out what's coming up on our future episodes, as we have talked about. And, of course, PHPBB Weekly is a member of the Tech Podcast Network, and you can find other great technology podcasts at techpodcasts.com. All right, and I think that's going to wrap up this episode. So hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving weekend. Hopefully not too full, and I'm sure the turkey population will make a resurgence in the next year until we kill them all off again. Okay? And it's going to wrap up the show. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you all next week. Bye.